The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSharidim, on August 20th, 2021, entitled Ki Tetze, on the merit of giving bad explanations of mitzvos. As a Torah educator, I am a strong proponent of teaching students the Tameh HaMitzvos, the reasons for the commandments. This is especially relevant for teenagers and young adults, many of whom were raised without any real awareness that the mitzvos have rational reasons and were commanded for our benefit. Accordingly, it is a pet peeve of mine when I hear someone give a bad explanation for the tam of a mitzvah. Is there ever any justification for bad explanations of mitzvos? Shockingly, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, the answer is yes. In his introduction, the Sefer HaChinuch explains that he wrote his book so that his son and his son's friends will accustom themselves to thinking about the mitzvos and seeking out their reasons. He then writes at length about how unqualified he is for this task, but why he didn't let that stop him from writing. Here are some excerpts. Quote, "I do not think and proclaim that I will arrive at the ultimate truth. Who am I, but a worm and not a man, who has not seen the lights of wisdom all the days, to raise my hand about that which exceedingly wise sages have not grasped? However, I said, if only it would be that my thoughts be preoccupied with the Tameh HaMitzvos all the days. Are the mitzvos not all refined and pure, every precious stone in their adornment? And if there sometimes be sediment in that which is written in their explanation, the food should be separated from it for oil, and the sediment returned to the house of the owners. And at the beginning of my words, I mention as a merit for me that which my teachers said, all chatter is bad, but Torah chatter is good." End quote. In Parshas Ki Tetze, there are two instances in which the Sefer HaChinuch acknowledges the inadequacy of the Tameh HaMitzvos explanations he has provided. The first is regarding the prohibition to offer up a harlot's wage or the exchange price of a dog on the altar. That's Mitzvah 571. After giving a satisfactory ta'am for the first component of this mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch tackles the second with decidedly less confidence. Quote, "Now it is known that dogs are arrogant in spirit. Perhaps, as a result of thinking about them and their tough nature, his spirit, meaning the guy who brings the korban, will grow tough and he will become stiff-necked, too stubborn to regret his sins as is proper for him. However, my son, if these words of mine be childish, may you be aroused by them to acquire the reason of elders." End quote. In other words, if you don't like my explanation of the Tam, maybe it will inspire you to look for a better one. Similarly, after giving a basic Tam HaMitzvah for Yibum, for levirate marriage, mitzvah number 598, he writes, quote, "Now, although I know that in this mitzvah lies a great principle and a true reason known by the Mikubalim, i.e., those who have received the esoteric tradition, I will rely on what I wrote at the beginning of my work. There I set forth my justification for the fact that I would not restrain my pen from writing my entire mind on a simple, plain reason for the mitzvos, to stimulate the spirit of the youngsters to ask questions about them of their elders and teachers. Out of the preoccupation with them, perhaps the merit will come about through me to reveal the truth of their purposes, and I will gain merit in my place among them." End quote. What emerges from these three excerpts is an insight about the Sefer HaChinuch's approach. There are two reasons to offer explanations for the Tameh HaMitzvos. One, to identify the actual reasons for the mitzvos, and two, to strengthen our attachment to seeking Tameh HaMitzvos. In most cases, the Sefer HaChinuch maintains that his Tameh HaMitzvos are the real thing, but in cases where he is uncertain whether he has attained the ultimate truth of a mitzvah, he consoles himself by saying, "At least my thoughts and my chatter were preoccupied with the mitzvos. Perhaps my inadequate explanations will prompt my students to discover the truth on their own." This approach should not be taken as a license to spout off dumb ideas, but for those who have sufficient intellectual humility, perhaps the Sefer HaChinuch will provide justification for sharing their half-baked thoughts.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.